Thank you.
Now Helen McDonald talks to Jim Stewart about acute kidney injury.
We're now joined by Jim Stewart, consultant physician and principal author of a new report into acute kidney injury produced by NCPOD, which stands for the National Confidential Inquiry into Patient Outcome and Death. Dr. Stewart, can you just define for us what acute kidney injury is?
Well, acute kidney injury is the new nomenclature for acute renal failure.
Mm-hmm.
Sudden onset of deteriorating renal function, which could obviously be for a variety of reasons.
Yeah. Why was acute kidney injury a high priority?
Well, I think historically, nephrologists have always spent the majority of their time, quite rightly, studying chronic kidney disease.
Mm-hmm.
And acute kidney injury has been largely neglected, not only by the nephrologists, but by physicians as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that it's very prevalent amongst hospital population, although studies are a little uncertain as to how prevalent it is, but it may well affect up to 20% of hospitalised patients.
Gosh.
So it seemed like it was really top of the agenda from the renal point of view to look at.
And what did you find?
Well, basically, our report found that care of patients who died of acute kidney injury is generally extremely poor.
Mm.
For all patients who died of acute kidney injury during the study, less than 50% of them were considered to have had care that was considered by our advisors to be good. And by good, we meant the standard that it would be acceptable to them in their own clinical practice.
Mm.
I think more alarmingly, we uncovered there was a cohort of patients who were admitted to hospital with normal renal function, who subsequently developed acute kidney injury and died. And we found that the care for those patients was poor in two-thirds of cases.
So typically, what would that poor care involve or have omitted?
Very poor assessment of the patients, both in terms of investigation and management, and also poor care in terms of recognising complications and treating them appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
I think what stands out is that there was a definite trend towards the acute kidney injury being missed for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a large proportion of patients who were in quite severe acute kidney injury when the diagnosis was made, and that included the in-hospital patients as well.
Right. And what are, broadly speaking, the limitations of your approach to investigating acute kidney injury?
We didn't pick up many surgical patients, and we suspect that's because those patients probably died of the primary diagnosis other than acute kidney injury,
I
but
see.
Acute kidney injury was contributory.
Yeah.
So I'm sure if we'd been able to go back and look at that data, we'll be able to identify some more interesting findings. But in fact, one of our future studies, we hope to do that.
I was looking at the flow chart in your data and wondering what explanations might lie in that. I noticed that you had identified just over 1,500 cases,
mm-hmm.
but then there were 473 cases which were excluded because you felt that it wasn't an acute kidney injury, which was quite striking that the doctors were treating them or had diagnosed them with that, and your colleagues found that that wasn't the case.
I think that predominantly comes down to poor coding.
Right.
But there was evidence in some cases of the people just having completely the wrong end of the stick when making the diagnosis.
Gosh. Dr. Stewart, can you take us through the key recommendations from your report?
Yes, of course. I mean, the first recommendation, which perhaps appears simple but is important, is that all patients should have their electrolytes checked when they're admitted to hospital and regularly thereafter. And that doesn't seem to be being done at the present time. We also feel that predictable and avoidable kidney injury should never occur, and there should be a really robust assessment of patients' risk factors when they come into hospital and an awareness that this condition can arise at any time. And of course, we would wish, as we previously recommended, that all patients have a senior review within 12 hours.
In reading the report, it seems that one difficulty is that there isn't a very standardised definition of acute kidney injury, and there seems to still be some debate about what treatment strategies should be used. How does that impact on the ability to then train people?
Well, I think it does impact on it to a large extent, and it is recognised by the nephrologist that the definition is somewhat awry and indeed indefinite, and they're putting together their own working party to clarify that.
Mm.
But I would add the viewpoint of NCPOD is that really what we're talking about here is bread and butter bedside clinical medicine. You know, is the patient dehydrated? Have they passed urine?
Mm-hmm.
Have they had their blood checked? Very simple things which...
Mm-hmm.
we all learnt at medical school, or should have learnt at medical school, and we certainly should have practiced as foundation year or doctors or house officers. And, yeah. And it's those very simple things, blood tests, patient assessment, catheters, IV fluids, looking at the drug chart, all these are being missed. And, you know, a definition or no definition, it's somewhat irrelevant. If we're not looking at the patient, then we're not looking at the problem properly.
And where would you point doctors for more information if they feel their knowledge of acute kidney injury isn't up to scratch?
As I say, we're talking bread and butter medicine here, and so a lot of it can be learned at the bedside or by talking with one's colleagues. But if one wants a more formalised process, I would recommend contacting the Renal Association first and foremost. And if they want to look at the details of our study, which is, I hope, is accessible in terms of reading to all comers, then they can visit the NCPOD website, which is www.ncpod.org.uk.
Jim Stewart, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's that from Helen.